If you've turned on the television or radio in the past month, you're probably all too familiar with commercials like these.
The countdown is on. Announcing the 2004 Pontiac closeout.
That's 72 months of locked-in 0% financing on any 2004.
Come in now to get huge deals on the best selection of the remaining 2004 Dodges.
It's about time. It's about saving. It's about getting to your local Ford dealer now.
Auto dealers run ads like these all year long, but especially in the fall. Traditionally, that's when new models come out, so dealers have to empty their lots. But is it really the best time to get a good deal? To help answer that question, we asked Phil Reed to come to our studios at NPR West. Mr. Reed is the senior consumer editor at Edmunds.com, a company that's been providing automotive information to consumers for almost 40 years. He says that if you're a bargain shopper, you can get some screaming deals now, even better than you think.
The fact of the matter is that the discounts are actually deeper because they have what they call customer cash rebates. That's what they advertise so loudly on the television. And they also have what they call dealer cash, which is secret money passed from the manufacturer to the car dealer to make a deal.
Secret money?
Yes.
How much money are we talking about here?
Well, in the case of certain Cadillac models, it can be as much as $7,000.
Wow. So you could walk into a showroom and buy a car and think you were getting all the advertised money back, and still there could be $7,000 left on the table that the dealer could put in his pocket.
Yes, absolutely. In the past, this money was really not known. There was no place that you could find out about it. It was closely guarded information. And so you were negotiating in the dark, but now we're the only website on that posts this information. And once you know about it, it becomes a relatively simple task to get a much deeper deal. But what people get confused by is that, say, you know the invoice price, and you think, wow, if I could get invoice, that would be great. Then the dealer marches in and says, you know, I could give it to you for $1,000 under invoice. And you say, oh, my God, that's the greatest deal I've ever heard of. But perhaps they're playing with $4,000 dealer cash, so it's not a good deal. Mm-hmm. You need to know these things before you go car shopping.
Well, should you go car shopping in the traditional way? Should you ever set foot in a showroom? Or should you just buy off the web, as we buy lots of things these days?
Well, there's one thing you cannot do on the web, and that's test drive the car, and that's an extremely important thing that you have to do. But once you test drive the car, you should leave and then go about getting your best deals.
So let's go step by step. What would your advice be to a car buyer?
Once you've actually settled on the car, you would then go to the internet and you would contact your local dealers and say, I'm a price shopper. Please give me your best quote on this. I'm soliciting local dealers. So you've put them on notice that it's a competitive thing. And then once you get that price and you compare all the prices you've got, you can compare that to what we call TMV, which is true market value, which is the transaction price at which you can buy the car. And then, you know, you gradually zero in on it, make a deal, get it in writing, go down and get your new car.
So once over the internet someone's given you a price and you like that price, who do you talk to?
Within most dealerships, I would say over 90%, there is a department called the Internet/Fleet Department. And this is the person that you want to talk to. And I've talked to many, many of them, and they always tell me the same thing. They say, when you come to see me, ask for me by name, avoid the sharks on the floor.
Avoid the sharks on the floor. Wow.
Yeah. They don't have lots of time to point out a million little things that you probably already know. They don't have a lot of time to hold your hand. They'll take you on a test drive, and then at the end it'll be, you want to do it today or not? You know. And if you say, no, I'm still test driving other cars, they say, well, fine, call me back when you're ready. And I can tell you the prices are much, much lower, and there's a lot less haggling.
Phil Reed is the author of the Edmunds.com Strategies for Smart Car Buyers. He's been speaking with us from our studios at NPR West. Drive safely, Mr. Reed.
You too. Thank you.